from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to come again and show you that I'd win. Your lies are mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your lies are mine. Even though you knew I'd die for you. Your lies are mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the man. Yeah, it is. Return of the man. Come on. Return of the man. Oh, my God.
It's
here I am.
The Avs falling to the Canadiens. Calipari will return to Kentucky. And we got the Suns at the Nuggets coming up tonight! All on a jazz-producing sports talk radio pleasure-inducing role-play Wednesday edition of the program. Let's go, Alex.
Let's get it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Do, baby.
Yeah.
Are you
kidding me? Mic'd up.
That's right.
I'm a D guy. I'm an old school D guy. I love the D.
Right. Pause. 303-831-1340. The hotline is the text line. The text line is the hotline. Utilize it. We appreciate the interaction, the participation. Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, Alex Becker, and who we got back there?
Special guest producer Jasmine Martinez, aka Jazzy Martinez.
Yeah.
Just aka the next great sideline reporter.
Fresh off a four-game sideline mic duties, one game handheld camera duties. And guess what? We didn't have to hold our hand on the handheld.
That's a talented family.
It's cool when you get out, when you're watching the replays and you're on camera, it's one thing. But when you're watching the replays and you controlled that camera, kind of sweet. Like, one of the best runs we had of the day came, when was that? In the seventh grade game, right? Number nine, Cassius. Mm-hmm. I always mess up his last name. He breaks like nine tackles, and I'm on the sideline cam because I get the NFL.
Yeah.
And
I get the NFL.
It's really enjoyable to watch that replay, almost more than any replay I've called because I filmed it.
Well,
with my hands and my arms and my feet and my legs. And so, and then the other thing is when you realize how many steps we took that day, especially if you were Jazzy working both sidelines, 50 yards across the field, you got to go to get to the other team. Tons of steps.
Can Jazzy hear me? I'll say this right now. Fight Tiger. Hey, fight Tiger.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a Missouri thing. You guys wouldn't get it. 303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text. And hey, I'm in that Rubicon right now. It's a Jeep thing.
It's a Jeep thing.
You guys wouldn't really get it. Okay, so we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Nuggets, Suns, revenge opportunity for the Nuggets, who have been near perfect since the All-Star break with a couple of blemishes. One to the Suns, who had to have Grayson Allen hit, well, you know, what, 7, 8, 9 threes that literally to go for a career night, and they had to play perfect to beat the Nuggets, and they did. Okay, more power to them. But I think they got it coming to them tonight. One of those statement games. We could talk about what's happening in the NBA. You know, the Mavericks absolutely red hot. Kind of, you know, interesting. Kind of interesting. Have a chance. That's one of those teams. Luka, remember, he looked over at Devin Booker after they took control and came back in that series, and he's down low. Look at Devin Booker. There's the meme. It's under NFL memes. And, you know, I'll never forget it. Luka and Kyrie are capable of going to the Western Conference Finals is what I'm trying to tell you.
You
in
think
the West,
so?
West is wide open, bro. Clippers, hey. Free fall.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. They're just, yeah.
The Pacers got them the other night pretty good.
Oh, my God. The Clippers are coming apart right now.
New Orleans might catch them for that four spot.
Look at you.
Woo.
Pacers are a good team. What are you talking about? Like, you're acting like the Pacers.
No, I like the
Clippers.
Pacers
are supposed to be
Clippers
a big threat.
Are not. They're coming down.
Supposed to be.
And then the
as
Carl.
As we predicted.
The Carl Anthony Townsless.
Towns. Carl Anthony.
Townsless Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Are kind of just floating around in the wind there. They come here on Friday.
You know, next year they're thinking, do you know what? We'll hear from the T-Wolves next year. They're trying to win a championship. The expectations will be championship-level expectations for the Timberwolves next year.
Denver, that's an 8 p.m. tip. You think, how close do you think to 8:30 that game actually tips?
Probably pretty close. Probably pretty close to, you know, got the Nuggets, all these national televised games. You know, we'd be complaining more, you know, if they didn't have a chance to see them on
national television. Well, it's kind of like what Coach Prime had to deal with and what fans of Coach Prime had to deal with, where you were getting these nationally televised games. So you either got the first one of the game right after game day kicks off, or you get the last one of the day. But the fans, I remember not going to that Stanford game because I was like, I just don't want to be in Boulder at midnight, you know, trying to get out of there with my son, you know. So it is kind of weird. You go to these games, you want to bring your fan. Like, I'd love to bring my son to this game, but we can't do it. That thing's not going to start till 8:30.
Hey, Jazz, you ever do the Tiger Walk? Yeah.
Yes.
Of course she has.
Do they have a hand signal? Do the Mizzou Tigers? What is it? Show it. You got to do like a, yeah, there you go. It's like, that's what I figured. I had a feeling.
That's sweet. That is better.
That's close. It's like the Baylor one's like the bear, like that.
Right. You know, got a little, and then there's guns up and there's horns.
Oh, man. TCU, what did they do?
There's the frog.
Oh, yeah.
They do this. They go
TCU
like.
TCU goes like this.
Giggity.
Giggity, giggity. They're like, I'm the devil.
Legendary Missouri Tiger Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
Playing tonight.
That's right.
Who played more games in college, Michael Porter Jr. or Kyrie Irving?
They both played about. Kyrie played 9. No. Michael Porter Jr.
I think
they only played like 3.
Porter played 3.
Yeah.
He said who played more? Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie played like 9.
I did say more. The question was a more.
Then Michael Porter Jr. came back just for the tournament. Just for the tournament because they were still good enough to make the tournament. And then, you know, he kind of tried to ball out and was like, oh, this guy is pretty good. And then kind of faded. And the rest is history.
He's hot, guys. The 15-1 is it, or 15 and 2 they are? Is it 15-2? Yeah.
Hot.
Which I remember calling that. I'm just gonna pat myself on the back there. I said 6 loss, 6 loss, you know, and then 6 more.
I like to go get to 58 wins.
Michael Porter Jr. though is a big reason, man. He's starting early and he's staying hot. I mean, Jamal and AG didn't even play the other night.
Michael Junior Porter,
no big deal. That boy good. That boy, real good.
Okay. What?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nate.
I don't want to. You know, disrupt. What is really, probably the greatest radio show in the history of the Western United States.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
But Kathy Sabin is out here, and you're scaring the crap out of her.
Kathy Sabin is out there.
I just saw her.
I need you to tone it down a little because I think she's a little worried that like people are being tortured in the studio.
Hey, Nate.
Tell Kathy sorry.
What is Vince McMahon doing in the office with you?
I need you to settle down just a little bit.
Now that I know
Kathy's here, it's going to be kind of difficult.
She's a legend. Luckily, I'm not wearing sweatpants today. Uh-oh.
I got a couple conspiracy theories I'd like to talk to her about.
Today.
Dang it.
Because remember, she's dealing with physical therapy rehab right now because she messed up her leg so badly that you're going to scare her. She's going to try to run, and she's going to re-injure herself.
Well,
that would be horrible. We'd be like in The Westward being featured as it wouldn't be good.
She nailed today's forecast, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it. 2 days ago when I was at the game on Monday night, I saw her on the big screen. I was like, there she is. That's the one, you guys. That's her.
She is the one.
And then.
So she's out here. We're recording something.
Dang.
I gave Jeff a warning. Danny, you were late as usual, but I gave Jeff a warning.
That's fair.
When he came in, and I was like, hey, if you come out here during the break, you know, don't come out here, you know, swinging the big voice around because I know you guys have the big radio voices.
That's fair.
Thank you.
It's humbling.
Oh, wait, no, that's Drotar. Never mind.
What's the deal with Drotar? He turns this thing upside down. Have you seen that, Nate?
Let's not get into it right now.
We don't really get into the idiosyncrasies that are Sean Drotar.
Well, tell Kathy we're really sorry. And if there's anything we could do, like she wants any free Wendy's, we got her.
Yeah, we got
free
Wendy's.
I figured that would be the first thing you offered. So would you like a...
Is she like orange juice?
Any large salad, Kathy? What if she really likes Wendy's? And we're just hit home. She's like, yeah, there's a Wendy's
in
my house.
Anyway, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. You have a good show.
Okay,
thank you. And I don't want to stop you from singing
now
or anything
nervous.
Like that.
Should we just go to syndication,
you
think? What do you think? Should we just go syndication?
Nate's like, here, I'm taking you guys to syndication.
We're going to VSIM quick.
Sorry.
Let's have them give out bad bets for the NIT quick.
Yeah. Oh, is this the day Gil comes in? Please, no.
Oh, no. Gil's coming in today. Nate,
Yeah, please don't let Gil come in.
Good luck.
I think Alex just saved us by saying he's not.
Oh, no, that's yesterday. That's Cooper Tuesday.
Shoot.
Super Cooper Tuesday.
All right.
Hey.
Well, anyways.
That was not in the rundown.
303.
I remember going over the rundown pretty thoroughly this morning.
303-831-1340 is the hotline, as well as the text line.
I go, I've got some conspiracy theories I'd like to talk to her about.
Like the DIA, Illuminati DIA stuff?
No, like weather-based ones.
Oh. Like lasers from space lasers?
There we go. Yes. Remember MTG? She was talking.
What about?
She was like, there's Jewish space lasers.
Lasers. That turns out that people are thinking, like, you know that ship that crashed? People are thinking the blip by the bridge. I don't know. I can't get into it right now. 303.
Way to go.
What?
You scared her off.
Is she gone?
Oh, man.
No, she's here.
Dang. Is she wearing a long necklace?
Hey, Jazzy, you should maybe go out
and
watch
like a long
Kathy
necklace.
Saban work. She's very talented. We're just joking around.
No,
we don't have any talent. Otherwise, we'd probably get little shorts cut about us and put on the socials.
If we had any talent,
day.
We'd be, have promos and liners and stuff.
Yeah, we'd have Hooters girls in here once a week if we were talented.
No, we do have that.
Oh.
Anyways.
Remember what Danny Bailey was holding on to that Hooters card?
That got weird. He was like, I'm going to rip it from him. Let's go to break. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Let's try to tone it down. We got a legend, Kathy Saban, out there in the studio. And
can we count this as having her on our show? Because, like, we just talked about her for a whole segment, half of a whole segment.
What if we had, like, hey, this is Kathy Saban, and I predict a great show from Danny and Jeff in the Smile High Morning Show.
No, I got this one.
What?
Hey, Kathy Saban here, and you're listening to the Smile High Morning Show. And there's a 80% chance of partly smiling.
No.
Guys, dang it. Okay, no. Your turn.
All right. Hi, Kathy Saban here live from Ball Arena. I just want to mention the Smile High Morning Show with Danny and Jeff. There's a 95% chance of a smile at the end of that show.
Yeah, we need to get one of those before she goes.
Like I just did that.
And you're listening
to the
Smile High Morning
Show. No, you said like 80%. You threw number. Oh, yeah, I said 90%.
How about this? You're listening to the Smile High Morning Show. Your son on a cloudy day.
That's not bad.
Thanks. This is fun. This is like, actually, the way we're talking right now is how people talk on public radio. And it's a way of them making you feel dumber for being energetic about talking. You know what I mean? They're like, they'll give you some really hot takes, but they'll do it like this. And you'll be like, well, damn, they must be smart.
How could I dare open that door if Kathy's there? What would I even say to her? Like, what would I even say to her, Kathy?
She is in the middle of an interview, it appears.
With who?
A guy named John, I think.
John.
John who?
What if his name's not John? It says John on his shirt.
Jose.
It does say John on his shirt?
Last time I shook his hand, it did.
Like a mechanic?
That was this morning.
Oh. Why'd you think it seemed like it was a previous day?
Hey, Jazzy, go out there and say, hey, teach me how to Kathy.
Teach me how to Kathy. Oh, she said no. And please stop embarrassing her.
She goes, teach me how to forecast. 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 Airy, partly cloudy. Airy, partly cloudy. Airy, partly cloudy.
Listen.
Dan, this is fun, this whisper talk.
Kathy, there's always been one thing I wanted to ask you my whole life. What time will the sun set tonight?
Let me get that for you.
What percentage of cloud cover will we see at 6:43 p.m.?
Kathy, there's one thing I've always wanted to ask you my entire life. Will you adopt me? 7:20 p.m. according to our research.
Yeah, right.
She came in and was like, no, it was like 7:18.
Right. Like, she's like, well, actually, it's a leap year, Danny. So it's every sunset is actually subtracted by 1 second to make up for the lost time.
Danny, Jeff, Game. Alex, Jazzy, and Kathy Saban, perhaps, back on the other side. It's Mally Sports.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanna be more than a friend.
I went to the 311 concert at Red Rocks with my Nebraska buddies because 311's an Omaha band.
Yeah.
And brand. And they're 311's sweet. I forgot how sweet they are. They got two lead singers, right? So both guys come out and they rip. And every song, they double lead.
And then they're like, but come original. Dude, you got the...
Come original, exactly. But these dudes, Jay Boog. So he opened for them. And then later in my life, I find myself in a certain locker room in Western Denver metro area. Where was I again? Oh, yeah, I was in the home of the number one college football team in the country.
I get the NFL.
Colorado School of Mines.
I get the NFL.
And after a big game, Matoka and his boys get up there and they jam to this. Nice to know you.
I love the one that they do. It goes, I can see the starlight in your eyes.
I think that's UB40.
Are you sure?
The greatest cover band of all time.
Double check that, Alex. 303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text line.
Are we talking too loud?
That's what I was thinking. I can't really jam with Kathy out there.
Damn.
Volume's good.
Okay, good.
Whew, I get nervous.
Okay, so...
Phoenix Suns game. Is everyone playing for the Nuggets? Last game I went to, two guys didn't play. Everyone should be...
It didn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. But
everyone's suited up tonight?
I would assume you got the full cast. And I, you know, there's some... But there's a little bit of sour grapes from how that last matchup and meeting with those guys went. The Nuggets are trying to now on the verge of making history, at least record-wise. And you would think that, you know, the best Nuggets team of all time would go and, you know, surpass 57 wins. And it's rare air when you go mess around with 60 wins. 60 wins is something so special, so unique. Only the great teams, like the greatest teams with the greatest characters, you know, can pull that kind of stuff off to go 60 and, you know, 22. I think the Nuggets have a chance to ascend to that next year or the year after that, to be honest with you. But while they're playing great ball, they're gearing up for the playoffs. They're clearly the best team, I think, in the NBA because the Celtics have the biggest margin of victory in the NBA, but they can't close out close games. They're a big-time mess in close games. And that goes to kind of, you know, almost like Jalen Brunson's like, okay, I'm going to do it this time. But, you know what I mean? And Jason Tatum is one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, they're good against bad teams and bad against good teams.
And then your point guard in Jrue Holiday can't score the ball either in, like, crunch time moments. So it's weird how they get a little weird and kind of sticky, the Celtics, in closer games. But if they get you by 10 or 12 up, then they're going to beat you by 20 points or more. So the
you
Nuggets
see that lead
are
they
just
blew
the best.
To
yeah.
Atlanta the
yeah,
other
that
night?
Was a weird one.
30 points.
Oh, my gosh. That was a weird one. They were up big, so big. And then they still had a chance to, like, win that game. And Atlanta, like, just kind of seized control of the game. Weird one. It was weird, wild stuff.
And 2-0 against them this year. Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Swept. I thought you meant Atlanta.
I love that.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's good.
Only guy shown to be out tonight is Zeke Nnaji. The rest are game time decisions for both teams.
Hey,
so
let's do this real quick. Then watch this. You just made me think of something. Best regular season of any team resume. Is that the Nuggets with the two Celtics wins, with the Milwaukee Bucks win, with who's beat the Nuggets this year? Let's go look. Pull it up. Pull the schedule.
Well,
for
the
us.
Suns beat them, right? This and then was it Luka just the other day? Kyrie, they were beaten in overtime. And by a buzzer beater.
Yes, that's so, since the All-Star break.
That's in their last 17 attempts at playing basketball. It took overtime and a buzzer beater to beat this team.
Not only that, it took a heroic effort from the Suns, and then it took the hottest team in the NBA in the midst of their hot run, the Mavs, to beat them with a left-hook, throw-up, bull poop kind of, you know, stuff there. And let's go look at the rest of the
I know OKC's beat them three times. Houston's beat them three times.
So does that mean OKC, if they were to finish as the one seed, which they won't,
with
those three wins over the Nuggets?
Three times?
With those three wins over the Nuggets OKC has, do they have the best resume of any team in the NBA? No, probably not, right?
I don't think so.
So who has the best resume in the NBA of any team?
Either the Nuggets or Boston. Obviously, Boston's got
biggest margin of victory.
Six more wins.
They got all those
but
wins.
They're 0-2,
but the East sucks too, right?
Yeah. Isn't? So I mean, the sixth best team in the East is the Pacers. The sixth best team in the West is Luka.
Listen,
there's 11 teams above 500 in the West.
You said the sixth best team is the Pacers in the East. We're in the West. The Lakers and Golden State are playing in. So where would that put the Pacers in the West as the 11th team? Yeah, 10th team. Yeah. I mean, and then with Embiid out, you know, what the 76ers are, they're like taking up and wasting a playoff spot.
I take back everything I said. The East is garbage.
Oh, the East stinks, bro. Toronto is like, you know, just it stinks. It ain't it. The Cavs got hot for a while, but they're built like not, it ain't right there. Something's missing from the Cavs.
Remember when the NBA was thinking about doing
the Knicks?
No conferences for their postseason?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that theory?
Sure.
They would just, the top 16 would play.
That should be in,
is that interest you?
That should be involved in the midseason.
No,
tournament.
I'm talking. No, they're not.
Nah,
end
nah,
of the year.
I don't want that. Nobody.
The
wants
East
that.
Is garbage and nah, the West is
you
really
like,
good.
I like AFC and NFC. I like West and the East.
Garbage.
I like that.
Okay.
Because there's a big, you know, again, as a West team, the East, you know, who doesn't even believe the West Coast exists. I like that for me.
I mean, they really have the Celtics, the Bucks, and then the rest are like up and comers. Oh, I mean, and the Sixers win Embiid's. When Embiid's healthy, that's a real squad. Miami Heat did it last year, but I can't, I don't know. I don't know how they did it last year. But I guess if they get in the dance and do it again, geez Louise.
Let's set up a
then
break
we'll be
here.
On, we'll be on Broadway.
Okay.
I saw a dude the other day, and he got and we were talking. I was wearing my Mile High.
Oh, you were at the stoplight, and he came up and squirted your window and was cleaned your front window with like
I was
a squeegee
like, no,
thing.
No Ventana.
I had no dinero, and he said,
no Ventana.
My friend. Then I had to come up with like a dollar somehow.
I left. I showed. First of all, I had my Jokic Mile High Sports shirt on, rocking it. Guys like dope shirt. I said, yeah, well, dope brand. We're a dope brand over here, Mile High Sports. And then when we were leaving to go sit over with the rat, once the game started to clear out, we brought the kids together, and I go, hey, we'll see you over there on Broadway at the parade.
Alex, stop the show.
That might have been too loud.
Sorry,
Kathy's Vikings.
Sorry. I just noticed something about you for the first time, and I put it together. It's been, we've been together for how many years? You and I.
Eight, maybe seven.
Not two.
So you know,
not three, not
Joaquin
four,
Phoenix.
Not five.
Yeah, I do.
You got a bit of a Joaquin Phoenix thing happening. And the way your beard is right now, I can't tell if you have one of those lip things. What do you call that lip thing? It's where Joaquin Phoenix has it and several other actors have it. It's like this. When you're born at birth, like this. And then they cut it
it's
or something.
It's not snarled.
Do you have that under there? And I can't really tell. You don't have that right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to sing quiet.
Because you look like a little Joaquin Phoenix with that lip thing right now.
Do you know who I think looks
That's
a lot
what
like
you're
Joaquin
reminding
Phoenix,
me of.
Too?
Do you see it? Are you seeing this, Alex? Am I the only one? Jazzy?
A little bit.
He looks like Joaquin
it's called
Phoenix with
cleft.
That cleft lip.
Is that
just
right?
Cleft?
Well, you can have a cleft chin,
cleft
too,
guy?
Right? You can have
I
like
don't
a
think
butt
you have a cleft chin.
Butt chin, and then I think
I
it's a cleft
that.
In the lip. I don't think I have one, but I don't have a mustache.
Can I look a little closer at you real
quick? Come over here. Come on in here.
That was too close, but I can confirm there is no cleft that unless you had great work.
I don't
you
think so. I don't have a scar
work,
or anything,
great work,
but
yeah,
I am missing
you
that.
You got a bit of a Joaquin Phoenix thing going on.
Do you know who I think looks a lot like Joaquin Phoenix? Can I give you this? Here, I'm just going to show you this.
Yeah.
You tell me what you think.
What you're supposed to say is, how
Thank
dare
you.
You turn your back to me, warrior?
He's got a scar on his upper lip is what caused it.
Oh.
Right, like a cut, like he got punched in the face or something.
Yes.
I think Joaquin Phoenix, right here, this guy right here.
Looks like
Zach Johnson, the golfer, this guy right here.
Yeah, well, he's got a cleft lip.
He kind of just looks like.
He's got that cleft.
That face right there. I've always thought this. And that,
okay, you kind of look like those guys.
Smiling.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah, those are popular guys. Good
are
for
you just saying that because I was wearing
hey!
The jerkers?
Good for you, bud.
Very short.
Good
think
for you, bud.
Hey,
they probably hadn't have her come during our show. They should probably have her come during the David Hurlbut show, which is not on the air right now.
Right.
Or the Gil Whiteley show, which is done live from his living room couch in his underwear.
I mean, he's
imagine Gil's giant underwears. They gotta be like a tent,
like a mast
he
for
has,
a ship.
Listen, he's not running. He lives across the street from Ross, right there.
Like a dinghy.
He's not running across the street and grabbing new drawers. As an older man, you're just like, what would I get new ones for?
Well, and the funny thing is too, you're just gonna end up farting on the new ones, and then they're all gross. Might as well fart on the old ones.
When I said that stuff about Joaquin Phoenix to you.
I like how you're being quiet again.
You were supposed to say,
oh,
how dare you turn your back to me, warrior? And I, at a certain point, I was like, I am Maximus Decimus Meridius, father to a murdered son and husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance in this lifetime or the next. Highness. That was what you were supposed to say.
I love that movie. That's 300.
No, no.
That's one of his best movies.
It's Gladiator.
Yeah. I'm joking, you idiots. God. You guys are stupid idiots.
We knew. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line.
If you guys are wondering why we're being so quiet.
It's our new style.
We're trying a new
Nate said
out.
You're Nate said, you tone it down with the energy and the charisma. We're making all of Sports Talk Radio in Denver look bad with all of our energy and hot takes.
And being awesome. He was
quit
like,
being
you guys
so good, you guys.
Awesome. And then he goes, or else you're.
You're. Fired. But softly like that. Do it like that. He was drunk. Yeah. He was like, Eric.
You're fired.
Ooh, is that too loud?
Then Nate was like, do it, because I do an Eric impression, but now I'm doing Nate doing an Eric impression. Right. Nate's like, this is how Eric does it. Guys, listen, this is how I do it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, we know. So we're just trying to, Eric adopted that style a while back.
Kathy Sabin is on the other side of the door right now.
The Kathy Sabin is right out there right now.
I've got questions about equinoxes. So many questions about solstices.
Equinox. Cassie is an equa fox. Turn it up. I want to jam.
The soft howl. So sweet. How did Kathy know that all the snow was going to melt by Wednesday?
Man.
I thought for sure softball was going to be canceled tonight.
Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, Alex Becker, Jazzy, and Kathy Sabin back on the other side. It's Molly Sport.
Sunset is 7:20 tonight, according to Kathy Sabin.
Man, she's right there. This is the greatest day of my life.
I did ask her. I said, "How? It's so weird. Like, so with the Earth being flat, like, and when the sun goes all the way to the west, does it just like start over on the east again, or like, how does it go over the flat Earth?"
I was trying to explain the dome that we live is like the dome in Vegas.
Right.
They can make the sun do all kinds of sorts of things. And it's so high. The technology, we can't really see it with the human eye.
I was like, Kathy.
Not with the human eye.
You're really good today, Kathy, by the way. But how does that take into account the altitude of the firmament?
Yeah.
Look that one up.
And then she got weirded out when I showed her the real flat Earth map. And then she was kind of like, I got to go do the interview. I was like, okay.
I go, what's the deal with Antarctica?
303-831-1340, the hotline, as well as the text line. We're having some fun here.
No, just kidding. We barely cracked the door open and peeked to see if we could see that she could see us seeing her.
And I couldn't see her. I still haven't seen her. It might be a lie still.
Nate's doing a good job, though. If he really came in here and lied to us to just get us to calm down.
Whoa. That'd have been super smart.
He's playing Chinese checkers and we're
every
just playing chess.
Every day he's like a nude Denver celebrity is here. Like tomorrow's going to be like, you guys, Dylan Doug is here. And nobody, he said nobody beats him. Nobody. Can you guys be quiet before he beats you? Yeah, I'm super sorry. I'm trying to get that deal done.
With those rings?
Yeah, and then like on Friday, he's like, guys, Jake Japs is here.
With his white he's tiger.
Like, make sure that when Jake Japs is here, do you know what you're not supposed to do? Is bend over. Because Jake Japs, no.
Will pinch your butt.
That's an old.
Oh my goodness gracious.
He's like.
Doesn't he have a white tiger, though? Or
yeah, I was
he
just going to say that.
Does he have
he's
a
like,
white tiger?
Jake Japs is here with the white tiger, so don't even try coming out
Siegfried
of the studio.
Siegfried and Jabs?
No, I'm just kidding. Let's get Jazzy up on the microphone really quick here.
What? You think so?
No big deal.
What?
No big deal.
Oh, get ready to live, Jazzy.
Just so you, hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. So just so you know, your
welcome
father
to the family.
And I go back. We come from the same parts of town. We know the same people. Him and Jeff are great friends. Your family are good people. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, I just was waiting for you to throw
you some. Haven't met Mandy yet.
No.
She's the cream of the crop.
So, okay, you go to Missouri, right?
Yes, I do.
Fight Tiger, okay. And then, so tell me about what you're studying. What? How'd you choose Missouri? Where'd you go to high school? How'd you get?
I went to Mountain Vista High School.
Yeah.
I did cheer there.
Okay.
Super cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then I chose Mizzou because the campus is really pretty. And I started out as an architecture major, and they're really good for that. But then I changed it because I didn't like architecture anymore.
That's hard work.
Yeah. So now I'm a sports journalism major, and I'm minoring in nutrition and exercise science. And as of like 2 weeks ago, I'm getting a certificate in fitness and programming management.
Whoa.
Bam.
Yeah.
Take that for data.
You're accomplished. Okay. Good job. Good for you. Thanks. What's like the in-game goal for you? Are you here because Kathy's here and you want to be the next great meteorologist or no?
No. Okay. I don't do weather.
Okay. Yet.
Yet.
Keep your options open. Okay, keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to do something in sports. I'm not quite sure yet.
There's lots of options.
I think it'd be cool to work for a team, like basketball, football, whatever, or like writing or radio or I don't know.
Try to be able to do everything.
That's
do anything. Be able to write. Be able to, like, if someone, like, right now we're forced you to be on the microphone, someone asked you to do that or, you know, pick up a microphone, can you ask questions? You know, let that nervousness stuff go. I always tell people, like, the young guys, Alex is our guy, but every now and then he does so much other work stuff. We have a new guy. Don't, you know, like, mistakes are going to happen. Don't be nervous. Don't let it get the best of you. Just do a good job and try your best.
Here's a question I have for you.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. That's not what you're expecting.
Oh, shoot.
Jeff was thought she's gonna be like, how did you become the great coach Jeff Gersh? Okay, good.
How fun was the weekend for you? I mean, it was hard work and it was maybe some new things you haven't done before, but now you can check those off your list. How much fun did you have this weekend up in Boulder, Colorado?
I had a ton of fun. I learned a lot. I feel like I learned more than I've learned in any of my journalism classes so far, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I would say this about ladies in sports media.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
This is hard. It's a hard one. If you're really good at stuff, you can be like accelerated and propelled forward. Okay? And you just got to be really good at stuff.
Good one. That's nice and motivating.
No, I'm
super
trying to...
inspirational right there.
Well, I'm just not trying to say like the wrong thing because like there's ladies who are like real pretty blondes on TV and do stuff like that. I don't know how good they are. I don't know how really good they are, but like the ladies who do really stand out, like the guys who stand out, like the Sports Center anchors who are good, like the writers in town. It's just, it's harder for girls, I think. Ladies?
Perhaps.
Whatever. But if you're really good at stuff, it'll shine through.
It's not hard for people that are good.
If it's legit, it'll shine through.
The good thing for Jazzy is that she's in a town, if we're being honest, that has some of the best ladies in the business. I mean, you got Romy Bean. You got Jenny Kavnar. She's doing A's games.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Wingy is calling NBA games. Kathy Sabin is on the other side of that door.
Shh.
I'm getting too loud. I'm sorry. Susie Worgen. Have we talked about her yet? Jazzy, if I'm you, I literally write down every... You go back and listen on the podcast. Write down every name I just said. Call them. Ask them. Text them. Kimberly Becker, right here on our station.
Do you know what I would do if I were you?
I'm telling you what, we've got some of the most badass women in sports, and we have them right here in Colorado, just like we have the best youth football in sports, and we have it right here in Colorado.
Jazzy, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
Okay.
Per se.
But Jeff just gave you like five local ladies who, if you were like, hey, I'm starting a podcast where I talk about ladies in sports. Nate Lundy here, we have a huge podcast network. For one, you can call it something. We'll build a graphic for it, and it could live as a show here at Mile High Sports. It could be a once a week, once a month, whatever. You interview ladies, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, boom, it goes out. You could be the next sensation, like us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
yeah. Oh, I have one last question for you. Is there any questions you have for Danny or I? Well, she's an interviewer. She's a reporter now. She's got to be on the ready with a couple cues.
Hey, ask us just one question about anything in life that you would want to ask us about.
Okay. Jeff, are you from Wisconsin?
Terrible question. What's the question? No, I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota. Thank you for asking. I am from the Midwest, but I don't like cheese that much. I'm more of a milk guy.
She thought you were a big cheese guy.
Yeah, do you drink just like regular milk?
I drink what
That's
I...
Great question.
If it were up to me, thank you for asking. If it were
Midwest
up to me...
Midwest folks are very unique and different. They're drinking like straight from the cow's
Correct.
Thing.
If it was up to me, yeah, I would drink 2% from Royal Crest delivered to my house once a week, 2 gallons, and the kids don't get any of it. Because what George does is he pours it in a cereal, and they don't even drink the cereal milk. And I'm like, well, now we're just wasting dairy.
That's a skim milk take. Ask me one
Great question.
Ask me
Jazzy.
Any simple
Great
question. Anything about anything you would want to know about me.
What's your favorite sport?
Man, that's tough.
Have a follow-up ready.
I really enjoy all the things that go along with the NFL, fantasy football, and like the waiting for. I love here that it's Broncos country. We're you know, 3-time world champions,
He's
all that kind of stuff.
He's setting you up for a butt, though.
No butts. But there's something about basketball that I connect with as one of the great dad ball players in That's the metro
true.
Area.
That's true.
Thank
South,
you.
South Metro.
There's something that hits home with me with basketball, and maybe it's also right now because the Nuggets are on top, the best basketball team
I
in the
like
world.
I feel like you're going to hit her with baseball, though, still. I think you're going to hit
at
her
all.
With
I'm
baseball,
done.
Right?
Great question. I appreciate that. You're a great interviewer.
The answer is?
Basketball right now.
That's valid.
Thank
I
you.
I also like basketball.
Yeah. If the Broncos were like, well, the Broncos were 12-4 and they beat Mahomes this year and they're going to then I might be like, I know, Broncos are back. Maybe I have my orange and blue, you know, vibe going. But
okay, but I think they only beat Mahomes because he had the flu.
Oh, interesting take.
Yeah, okay. And our best defensive players were out. Too, so.
I agree.
Hey,
we got them at their lowest point, and we were playing our best ball at that time.
Now I've got the interview mic here, and I'd like to ask Jazzy a question about the Cotton Bowl right there in Dallas, Texas. Tell me about your trip to the Cotton Bowl.
It was amazing. It was really fun.
Well, what was happening that day?
Football was happening.
That's a good place for it. It's right there on the Texas State Fairgrounds. Yeah. Who was playing who, and why was it so important?
Mizzou, Go Tigers, was playing Ohio State.
The Ohio State, you can tell them.
The Ohio
State. And how did the Ohio State do that day?
They got smacked by Mizzou because the Tigers are better.
They got smashed.
Yeah! Atta boy.
Nice Becker, good button press.
I like how Missouri's like a spoiler. Every now and then they put out, whether it's hoops or, you know, they're college football product are always kind of pretty good every now and then, you know, kind of sleep a little bit. You fall asleep on Mizzo and they kind of get you.
George and
I got respect for that program.
We were watching a game this year and we still talk about it to this day. Mizzou's got a kicker and they call him the thicker kicker.
Thicker kicker.
And he's a big chunk of tier.
He's
or what?
Jared Lorenzen with him.
Really?
Yeah, he's Jared Lorenzen with a boot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll check it out. Let's set
he's
up a
really
break.
Awesome.
Jazzy, thanks. Thanks for coming. Your dad's good people. Feel bad about your brother.
He was on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Were you at that game, right?
I was.
Okay.
I was upset because he's not even a Nuggets fan.
That's funny. Did he just get picked randomly?
Yes.
Tell me he just got picked randomly.
How did that happen?
I say he only got picked because he's a cripple right now.
Ooh, right. Yeah, I'm a blood.
That's a great one.
See, I'm a blood.
Yeah, we're blood.
So, like, we would never get picked because Crips and Bloods, we don't hang. But, you know what? Roy and Garrett and I were all at that game with my son. We were up like really close to the ceiling with our nose bleeding.
Yes.
So we didn't, you know, get to come down to see the common folk like you guys because we were way up there.
That's right. Blood in.
But I couldn't believe
blood
it.
Out.
Roy, our replay guy, goes, holy cow, look at that. And he points at the screen and we're like, that's ZJ. He was on the Jumbotron and then I filmed it.
That's wild.
Because that's what I do. I film stuff.
All right, Jazzy, we got to go to break. We appreciate you. Thanks for coming, hanging out.
Thanks.
You know, all these little kind of relationships, you can say, hey, I was a producer on the Smile High Morning Show, which is one of the hottest shows in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Just put that on the resume. And the hardest part is that, like, what if they call and ask Danny and Jeff? I'll be like, yeah, man, we really couldn't have done this show without her.
Mm.
I think she's kind of the next, would you say, Aaron Andrews, or who's good? Who's good that we like?
Rachel Nichols.
ESPN. I like her. I like Hannah Storm. I always liked Hannah Storm.
How could you not?
You know?
I actually am a big Michelle Tafoya fan, but that might have to do with my MSP
whoa.
Blood. She's
whoa,
Minneapolis,
careful,
St.
Careful.
Paul fan. Well, you guys are getting political here, but I've
whoa,
always loved
whoa,
her.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're out. Cut that out of the podcast. We're sorry. 303-831-1340, the hotline.
She didn't go Diddy, did she?
As well as the text. She didn't go Diddy, but she went.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What did she do so bad? What?
You hear about Puff Diddler? What happened? Nah, forget it. Puff Diddley's better, I think.
No, I mean, they're both
you got to end it with the E. Puff Diddley.
Well, P. That, Diddy was the...
P. Diddley?
P. Diddley was his, you know. Yeah, we were working on these yesterday. We were trying to come up with funny, mean ways to call Puff Daddy a new name.
All right, play some music so we can go to break, Alex. We got to get out of here. Come
show
back,
Jazzy how to put
wrap
some music
this bad boy up. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. Yeah, man. Missouri's a good school. I'd be very happy if my kids went
Columbia,
to a
Missouri's
school like Missouri.
It's a cool college town, too. It's not like, you know, in the big two cities in the town, you know, or in the state. Like, it's a it's a great college town. And then there's great colleges right nearby. I mean, you can get into some great matchups with Kansas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Colorado. You know, you got kind of everywhere you look.
Yeah.
Great colleges. Have you been to Columbia? It's cool.
Never. I'm trying to think of things I can strike up conversations with Kathy Saban about. Like horses.
Oh, yeah. Great one.
Other than weather. Everyone asks her about weather all
right,
the time.
Right.
She's heard the weather stuff.
It's small talk to begin with, it's but like, it's got to be even smaller talk to a meteorologist.
She's a baseball mom, too.
To ask so about her relationship with Elway?
Ask her.
Back in the day? Probably not.
Ask her about if she's more into USSSA or USA Bats.
I think it's Cava. She said Cava, I think. Danny Jeff.
Triple Crown or Cava?
Listen, our guy Alex and Jazzy, who she runs the show.
She runs the show.
Back on the other side. It's Molly Sports. Don't care, but soon enough, you're going to think of me and how I used to be.
I'm coming.
Sorry.
Coming close the curtain, cause all we need is candlelight.
Kathy Saban.
You and me, Kathy Saban, and a bottle of
champagne.
Hold me tonight. Man, this is a fun one.
303-831-1340 hotline as well as the text line. Not a ton of time left. Shout out real quick. KCP at Mike Stadium Sports Cards on Saturday. This one's going to be huge. The turnout for this is big, and you guys should get involved. There's still plenty of room. Chance to get your jersey signed, your photo, all that. BighornAutographs.com. Go check those guys out. They're the best, really, honestly.
I think the Nuggets line tonight against the Suns, according to ESPN, is 7.5.
Favorite
of the Nuggets?
7.5.
That seems big.
Does it feel too big for you?
Feels big.
Well, what's the Suns' record? Where are they at right here? What have they done in their last 10 games? Let's make it easy here.
They played each other twice. Nuggets won one. Suns won one.
They're tied for seventh. 42-30.
No, I think that this could be any time the Nuggets are at home, almost against anybody, could be an 8 or 9 point spread. I think seven's showing some actual respect to the Suns a little bit, as Alex just said.
Devin Booker? Does he play basketball this year or no?
Does Beal even play for those guys? Like, what do they do?
Yeah.
So Beal, Booker, and Durant are going to be out on the court tonight.
That's the plan.
And we're acting like that Nuggets should be getting 9 points.
The Suns are 42-30. They're 6-4 in their last 10. A month ago, they had a run to get themselves what it is here, you know, 12 games over 500 and make themselves. But, dude, they're the 8 seed right now.
Kevin Durant.
The 8 seed right now, and they're playing in.
In that overtime, Kevin Durant showed you exactly what he's made of, though. I mean, that these cats, they can score. They can fill it up. I don't beat them. That's fine. Beat them. But beat them by 8 or more? That seems, man. Yeah. I mean, I guess, so that takes into account what? Players 6 through 9? I mean, if your Strothers and Christian Browns are having a great game and they're putting out, you know, they're putting out David Roddy's against
you. Okay, so let's predict this game real quick. There's 4 of us here. Let's get 4 quick predictions. I have the Nuggets winning tonight, 122-110. Nuggets beat the Suns. Pull away, big third quarter Nuggets win. Jeff?
I think they'll play 3 great quarters and maybe have one slow one. And then I think the Suns might have one big quarter. I just think it's going to be close there in the end.
I'm
going to take the Suns.
Okay. Let me see what you got, my guy, Alex.
I'll take the Nuggets 108-95. Munder.
108.94. Why under?
It's going to be one of those games.
You feel like it?
Yeah, they're coming off a loss to the Spurs where the Spurs didn't even have Wembanyama.
So, oh, they won without him. So just remember that. Of their 20 wins they get this year,
okay,
Wembanyama is only going to get 18.
I knew you would
so
say that.
108.95.
You should have told him that. What about Jazzy? We got the Nuggets winning tonight. Give me Nuggets, Suns. Give me a final score. The Nuggets get revenge against the Suns. Predict this one, please.
I got Nuggets, obviously.
Yeah.
Not a girl.
I'm going to say 145.
I love that.
Oh, yes.
112.
Oh, my God. Just I would love them. That.
Take that for data.
I have an overfilling, too. They put it on the Suns. They got some, you know, they want to go get these guys.
Like Strother's eating. Like everyone's eating tonight.
Okay, we got to go. That's this whole show.
Aaron Gordon playing tonight?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
We were at the game.
He doesn't have to.
We were at the game, and we were going to bring Alice, but it was the boys, me, Roy, Garrett, and George.
Yeah.
And so we said, Alice, we'll get you something cool from the pro shop. Thanks for not
That was
coming.
Cool. I saw that.
Yeah. And we got her the Aaron Gordon bobblehead. Aaron Gordon's her boyfriend. Karma's Taylor's boyfriend?
Yeah. Karma's a god. Karma is...
AG is Alice's boyfriend. Why? Why is AG Alice's boyfriend? Because
Karma's
Alice,
what? Karma
I said
is
the guy in the Chiefs.
Yeah. On the weekend, Karma's a relaxing thought.
Yeah, so we got that bobblehead.
All right, for...
I can't wait to see AG play tonight.
For Jazzy Martinez, for Alex Becker, they ran the show today.
They ran the show.
I'm Danny Williams for Jeff Gersh. We appreciate you guys and we love you guys. Good night, Sheila.
I'll never forget today.
Kathy Sabin's out there.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
All right, Alan, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila. See you, Terry. Bye, Sheila. I don't know if you heard me.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Truth. New watch alert.